It's time for the lucky colours, numbers and crystals, Sharina, and we'll kick off with Aries.
Aries, this week is number one's your lucky number, and the colour is orange. And I'm giving everyone a fortune cookie tonight.
Ooh.
From my fortune cookie cards.
Do I get the... Oh, it's cards. I don't get to eat the cookies.
No, you don't get to eat them. They're cards.
Shame.
Okay, here we go for Aries. Okay, be patient now and don't rush into any money decisions. Reorganise your budget. That is your fortune card.
Okay, and Aries, this week you have aquamarine. It calms the nerves and reduces fluid retention and is good for sore throats. It strengthens the kidneys, liver, spleen, the pituitary and thyroid glands. Next up's Taurus, Sharina.
Taurus is aqua and six for this week. And don't forget with your lucky colours, you can wear those lucky colours for clothing, place the colour around on cushions around the home or even plants and other things as well. And number six is a lucky colour. A number. What you've got there, you've got dynamic connections and you're going to be really, really popular on the work front with good luck in new ventures in the next 2 weeks. That's the fortune card for the week.
Okay, and Taurus, you have clear calcite, which strengthens the teeth, bones and joints, helps the organs to eliminate toxins, aids in skin conditions. And next up's Gemini.
Green and three, the lucky colours and numbers. And the card is long distance communication will bring good luck and opportunity presently.
Okay, and Gemini, you have the fire agate, which helps overcome addictions, aids in problems of the stomach and intestines, as well as chronic inflammation, circulatory and nervous disorders, and also helps with night vision. Cancer's next.
Yes, Cancerian is next with yellow and five. A change in job, expansion in business, money ideas and gains are likely. But don't be too impulsive over the coming months. Good advice there.
Yeah, yeah. And Cancer, you have the green jade, which strengthens the heart, kidneys and the immune system. It cleanses and filters toxins from the organs and blood, heals stitches, assists fertility and childbirth. Next up's Leo.
Burnt orange for Leo and number four. There are obstacles and challenges around all money and career matters at this time. You're about to learn some new skills in the near future and specialise in new areas of your career.
And Leo, this week you have Labradorite. That balances hormones, lowers blood pressure and helps with disorders of the eyes, the brain and also helps treat colds. Virgo's next.
Seven and white, the lucky colours and numbers this week. Your intuition is so strong now. Pay particular attention to relationships where messages may be coming from and to your dreams and gut feelings regarding personal relationships, business and financial concerns. You're making a major life decision soon.
Okay. And Virgo, you have selenite, which enhances clarity of the mind and concentration, expanding one's awareness of the self and one's surroundings and having a positive effect on the brain. It also soothes the nerves and enhances willpower. Libra's next.
Yes. Okay, Librans. Libran, lucky colour this week's fuchsia and gold and number eight. It's an excellent time to sell anything. Have a garage sale, go on eBay, sell some clothes, clear away clutter, give to charity. Sacrifices made at this time will also increase your success. So all about decluttering, Librans.
And Libra, you have Tiger Iron this week, which enhances physical energy, overcoming exhaustion, helps with circulation problems, promotes blood production, increases red and white blood cell count, and it strengthens the immune function in the nervous system. Scorpio's next.
Scorpio, the lucky colour is red and one. Recently, there's been losses, endings, turmoil, and things not working out as planned. Hang in there, though. A turning point for the financially better is unfolding dynamically.
And Scorpio, this week you have the amethyst, which assists in calming the mind, reduces insomnia, I hope you need that, and allows restful sleep, reduces stress, eases headaches, helps with hormone production, strengthens the immune system. Sagittarius is next.
Sagittarius is brown and nine. And also you can use bronze or any colours of browns. Travel is going to provide you with new connections and opportunities. Goals will be reached and you'll be rewarded for past efforts.
And Sagittarius, you have the clear quartz this week, which works on all areas of the mind and body, awakening, amplifying and transmitting energy and clarifying thought processes. It's an excellent stone for meditation, directing energies with more intensity. Capricorn's next.
Capricorn's pink and six. Be careful of deception and deceit now and beware who you trust. Don't lend money or tell your ideas to anyone.
Ooh. Mm. And Capricorn, this week you have the pyrite cube, which relieves anxiety and frustration, aids digestion and improves circulation and oxygenation of the blood, and enhances brain function. And Aquarius is next.
Aquarius is turquoise and number seven. There's dynamic connections taking place and an ending to a long drawn out situation finally is for the best. Doors closing, let them so that new ones can open up.
Okay. And Aquarius, you have rose quartz this week, which strengthens the heart and the circulatory system, releases impurities, aids in healing chest and respiratory problems, and increases fertility.
Oh.
And last but not least, your inner is Pisces.
Pisces is red this week and number six. Love is sizzling. You're about to meet someone new and exciting. This can also indicate the birth of a child or the beginning of a new love affair.
Ooh.
Or reuniting with an old flame. Ooh. She hope you're not married.
And Pisces, you have the tiger eye this week, which balances emotions, reduces headaches, aids in indigestive organs, spleen, pancreas and colon. It also helps the reproductive system, relieves asthma attacks and enhances night vision. Another Batman crystal.
And if anyone's wanting to get hold of me or get some information about what's happening, about the club shows, about the radio program, everything there, go to the Sharina Star Facebook and like the page and you'll get all the goss and all the information. There's tickets to be won, prizes, free little reads every now and then. So you can just find it, everything there. Sharina Star, one word there, Facebook. Or you can go to sharinastar.com, the website. And that's if you're wanting a personal reading, a chart for the family, one of the kids might be going, looking at what careers, paths and things, personal, longer readings. But mainly I wanted to talk about the Halekulani Club.
Oh, yeah.
That's coming up and that's on the 21st of February, which is only just around the corner.
It is.
The 21st of February and you're getting a glass of champagne and also come in for the show, which we've got the full 2-hour show happening and stacks of readings like had happened at Club Cronulla. Just about everybody got a reading in the room. So what will happen is that you call the club, 21st, it's a night time at 7 o'clock, $15 are the tickets, it's a bargain.
It sounds like a bargain, but you can get all these details either on your Facebook page.
That's right, or go to the club's website and find out Halekulani Club on the Central Coast. It's up sort of near Budgiewoy, I believe.
Yes, yes.
I haven't been to that club.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm sure you've heard of their champagne.
I have.
You'll try it out.